최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at our 기사 제목 for today. 오늘의 첫 번째 기사 제목은 다시 태어나도 선생님 첫 20%대. 코로나 이후 교직 만족도 뚝. 인데요. Rate of teachers who answered, I'll become a teacher again even if I was born again, entered the 20 percentile for the first time. Teaching satisfactory rates plummet after COVID.
그렇겠어요. 정말 2년 동안 제일 고생하신 분들은,
well, of course, it's the medics and the doctors and the nurses. 근데 I would think after them, teachers wouldn't fall too far behind. In the category of 극한 직업. But let's take a look at the news clip today.
다시 태어나도 선생님이 되겠다는 현직 교사들의 비율이 처음으로 30%를 하회하는 등 교직 만족도가 크게 떨어진 것으로 조사됐습니다. 11일 한국교원단체 총연합회가 스승의 날을 앞두고 전국 유치원과 초중고대학 교원 8,431명을 대상으로 한 인식조사에 따르면 다시 태어나도 교직을 선택하겠는지 묻는 항목에 그렇다는 응답은 29.9%에 그쳤습니다. 이 조사가 시작된 이후 처음으로 30%를 하회한 것인데요. 교직 생활에 만족, 행복한지 질문에는 33.5%만 그렇다고 답했습니다. 교원들은 교직 생활 중 가장 큰 어려움으로 문제 행동, 부적응 학생 등 생활 지도를 가장 많이 꼽았으며 학부모 민원 및 관계 유지, 교육과 무관하고 과중한 업무의 어려움도 호소했습니다. 교총은 수업 방해 등 교권 침해 학생에 대한 즉각적인 생활 지도 방안 부재, 정상적 교육 활동조차 아동학대로 신고당하는 현실, 학부모의 무고성 민원과 명예훼손, 몰카 탐지까지 떠맡겨지는 등 과도한 업무의 교사들의 사기와 자긍심이 무너지고 있다고 말했습니다. 교원들의 사기가 최근 1, 2년간 떨어졌는지 항목에서는 78.7%가 그렇다고 답했습니다. 현장에서 교권 보호가 되고 있는지 질문에는 그렇지 않다는 답이 55.8%였고 그렇다는 답은 16.2%에 그쳤습니다. 교권 하락과 사기 저하로 인한 문제점으로는 학생 생활 지도 기피, 관심 저하, 헌신 협력하는 교직 문화 약화, 학교 발전 저해, 교육 불신 심화, 수업에 대한 열정 감소로 교육력 저하 등을 지적했습니다.
Well, it seems like there's lots to talk about, so let's get into our terms and expressions. Here we're taking a look at 하회하다. So 30%를 하회하는 등 means to fall below. So it's easier to understand this term if you break it down to the characters. Ha means under, below, and hue means to spin. So spinning underneath the average or standard terms, meaning hae. I think in English we would say spiraling down, so to say. Next, we have 교직. It's a teaching profession. 다시 태어나도 교직을 선택하겠다는 것은? It's a question, isn't it? Teaching profession. 교 means teaching and 직. Comes from 직업, right? The job, the profession. So that would make it a teaching job. 교권, when teaching is followed by a word 권, it means rights that makes teaching rights or teachers' rights, so to say. 부재, it doesn't really exist, right? Not in the post. When 부 is used as an auxiliary verb, it implies the following verb will be negative. 재 is to be present, so 부재 would mean not present or non-existent. 무고 is an interesting term, innocent. So innocence is kind of a, this word is different from 순진, right? To seem innocent, naive, so to say. However, you know, this is also translated into innocent. 무고 is particularly used in the context of either being guilty or innocent. 자긍심 is pride, the mind of a high self-esteem. So we're taking a look at, in this context of, do you have that pride, that 자긍심, when it comes to being a teacher? 저해 means to hinder, so to say, or hampering, right? Stopping something from being better. kind of being an obstacle. So if we take a look at the full translation, the percentage of incumbent teachers who wanted to become teachers even if they were born again fell below 30% for the first time, a survey showed. According to a survey of 8,431 kindergarten, elementary, middle, and high school university teachers included nationwide ahead of Teachers' Day on the 11th, only 29.9% answered yes to the question of whether they would choose a job again. Now, it is the first time since the survey began that it has fallen below 30%. When asked if they were satisfied or were happy with their teaching life, only 33.5% answered yes. Teachers cited life guidance, such as problem behavior and maladjusted students, as the biggest difficulties in teaching life, and then complained of difficulties such as parent complaints and relationship maintenance, and too much work unrelated to education. Teachers' morale and pride were collapsing in excessive work, including the absence of immediate life guidance measures for students who violate school rights. The reality that even more normal educational activities were reported as child abuse, parents' innocence, defamation, and hidden camera detection, the KFTA said. In terms of whether teachers' morale has fallen over the past year or two, 78.7% said yes. When asked if teachers' rights were being protected at the site, 55.8% said no, while only 16.2% said yes. Problems caused by the decline in teachers' rights and fraud include avoidance of student life guidance, decrease of interest, weakening a teacher culture of commitment and cooperation, inhibiting school development, deepening distrust in education, and decreasing educational skills. Well, there you go. It's quite sad news, but hopefully we'll be able to, I guess, respect our teachers, you know, by giving them the time that they need, giving them the boundaries that they need as well. Well, we salute all of our teachers, no matter what grade you're teaching. It's certainly commendable. Well, in any case, that was our headline for today. Stick around. We still have more to come, talking about the good old age of music coming up in just a bit. Once again, keep sending your song requests. Here's Dido. Thank you.